Strange Adventure.
The eerie wail of the siren sounded through the early morning mist, proclaiming that a prisoner had escaped from behind the grim gray wall of Dartmoor Prison. Inside England's most famous penitentiary, orders were snapped out as guards were called and armed for the chase. In the prison office, the warden stood beside a teletype operator, dictating a message to the British Central Police headquarters.
Dartmoor Prison, 653, Stanley Thurston, successfully escaped at approximately 6 a.m. Search getting underway.
The operator finished the message, then looked up from the type sheet.
Stan Thurston, warden, isn't that the chap who boasted that no prison in the world could hold him? Yes, Kyles. And since then he's given Clemsford, Lewes, and Liverpool the slip. Now he has reached the top. He's cracked Dartmoor.
Everything had gone right so far for the escaped prisoner. He had picked the locks of his cell with uncanny skill and slipped unobserved down the long, dimly lighted corridor to the rear door. Once in the prison yard, he had taken a sandbag from a stack piled against the wall, tied a rope to it, and thrown it over the wall to act as a counterweight. It was a matter of seconds before he had scaled the wall, his actions hidden by the morning mist. Stanley Thurston, the notorious thief and confidence man, was afraid for the first time in his checkered career. He knew the men of the searching party would shoot him on sight. By now they would be opening the gates, surging out to run him down like a wild animal. He cast a quick glance toward the prison. His pursuers were not in sight, but rounding a turn in the road, he saw the group of men he had been waiting for. Each morning he had watched these men from his cell window and formulated this part of his escape plan. The men were almost abreast now, dressed in white shorts and undershirts. They were members of a cross-country racing team out for their daily training run. Quickly, Thurston removed his heavy prison trousers and shirt. As the men galloped past, the escaped prisoner dashed out onto the road and fell in behind them, his trim athletic figure unnoticed among the scantily clad runners. He was sprinting to freedom, or so he thought. As Thurston trotted along behind the cross-country runners, he could hear the sound of his pursuers getting nearer. His athletic companions left the road and set out across an open field. There was nothing for Thurston to do but follow. The runners came to a sudden stop near the edge of town. Before Thurston had time to dart for cover, one of the men saw him.
Oh, I say, we have a new member with us this morning. Have you been with us all the while?
It's almost. You see, I live on a farm some distance back, and I've always admired you chaps the way you run. So this morning I thought I'd see if I could keep up with you. I do hope you don't mind.
Oh, certainly not. We're student guards in training at Dartmoor Prison. Come inside while I phone the warden. I'm sure he'd be glad to offer a position to a young chap of your strength and great athletic ability.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to The Double's Diary, our next tale of
Range Adventure.